Across the United States, the average farmer is now 57 years old, and more farmers are working long past retirement age. Older farmers are more likely than others to own their land, and that leaves many neighbors and younger farmers waiting to see if and when they'll let go of it. But older farmers seem to be in no hurry to move on. Here's Grant Gerlach from NET News in Nebraska.
Bob Hawthorne is standing in the back of a red pickup in an open field on a windy April afternoon in Iowa's Lus Hills. This is where he farms 2,000 acres of corn and soybeans, and he's eager to get his crop into the ground. Hawthorne is 84 years old. His hands are worn from all those years of hard work, and he gets annoyed when his neighbors ask just how long he plans to continue that.
They keep bugging me. They say, "Oh, when are you going to quit?" I think I'll tell them I won't quit farming until all hell freezes over or something like that.
Longevity runs in the family. Hawthorne's father, Fred, farmed into his 90s and lived to be 98. It appears the Hawthorne family farm will eventually change hands. Hawthorne never married and has no children, so then no one is lined up to take over this operation. Of course, Hawthorne has no plans to quit either.
I'd be bored not having anything to do. Now, I've also noticed that farmers, when they retire, buy a house in town, move into town, they die of a heart attack about the next year. Seems like farmers have to keep going active or they just fade away.
Working beyond traditional retirement age is a national trend. Last year, 5% of the U.S. workforce was 65 or older. But compare that to 25% of farmers past retirement age. Iowa State agricultural economist Mike Duffy says one reason is that farm work these days involves more brain than brawn.
It's more you use your mind rather than your back, so you can go longer.
And older farmers have a financial incentive to keep farming. Grain prices have reached record highs in recent years, and in some parts of the country, land values have doubled. But Michelle Saul, a responder at the Nebraska Rural Hotline, says for many farmers, it's more than that. She says the land and the work become part of their personal identity, of just who they are.
You know, they're just so used to that daily work ethic, and it's tough for them to actually walk away. And there's some people who just say, "I'm going to do this until I die."
So while older farmers don't quit, many also don't plan ahead either. Mike Roseman is a psychologist in rural Iowa and a retired farmer himself. He says studies show more than half of aging farmers don't even have a will or an estate plan. We're talking about farms where the land is worth more than $8,000 per acre, making the average Iowa farm worth around $3 million.
And I think it reflects perhaps a denial of the fact that somebody's got to take over and I need to have a plan for that.
In the meantime, for those coveting the land, it could be a long wait. In Iowa, nearly a third of farmland belongs to people over 75. That means farmers like Bob Hawthorne hold a big piece of the future of farming. Ag economist Mike Duffy says a new generation is ready to work the land, but may have a hard time getting a hold of it.
We aren't short of young people that want to farm. We're short of old people that want to move over.
As Bob Hawthorne steers his tractor and corn planter through the field in a cloud of dust, he knows his neighbors are watching closely to see when he'll move over and make room for them.
When I look overhead, I see a lot of vultures circling and descending on me. They can't wait until I retire, I die, or become physically or mentally incompetent on the farm, so they get the greedy hands on my farmland.
Hawthorne does wonder what will happen to this farm. It's been in his family since the 1870s. Whose hands will work it next? That's a question he and lots of older farmers don't seem ready to answer. Not just yet. For NPR News, I'm Grant Gerlach.
Grant Gerlach reports from Nebraska for Harvest Public Media, an agriculture reporting project involving 9 NPR member stations in the Midwest. Tomorrow, we're going to hear how younger farmers are taking a different approach to working the land.